So today I'm going to talk about some of the other benefits of coffee that go beyond just waking you up in the morning. In other words, I'm going to give you some really important reasons to drink coffee. That being said, I'm not recommending coffee if it gives you anxiety, it increases your heart rate, and if it prevents you from sleeping. And I'm not recommending large amounts of coffee, just one cup a day. I am the human guinea pig for drinking way too much coffee. In college, I drank pots of coffee, and it really burned out my adrenals because too much coffee can increase cortisol and adrenaline. So why am I recommending coffee in the first place? Well, there's some different chemicals in the coffee itself, as well as this one chemical called caffeine. And the benefits of coffee come from both caffeine and these other chemicals. And just so you know, caffeine is a phytochemical, okay? It comes from plants. It's actually an insecticide, and it's in 30 plants. But the question is, how can an insecticide be good for us? Well, sometimes a little poison or a little stress can actually create benefits in our body. So what is coffee? Really, it's just a fermented coffee bean. That means that they're interacting with a microbe to enhance something about that food. I want to talk about these other benefits other than the one that most people know. Caffeine inhibits a certain compound called adenosine that keeps us awake.
It normally helps us
go to sleep. It makes us tired. Well, by inhibiting that chemical, caffeine will wake you up. But let's get into some of the other things that coffee can do for you. It can give you mental acuity. It can help you focus. It can actually help you actually even learn a little bit better. It also speeds up the rate of metabolism. It also helps your blood sugars, especially if you add some MCT oil or butter to the coffee to make it bulletproof coffee. There's some data that shows that it can decrease your risk of getting dementia and decrease certain symptoms related to Parkinson's disease and even Alzheimer's. It has certain properties that can decrease your risk of getting gallstones, and that's because it increases the production of bile and the flow of bile. It also has properties to help prevent a kidney stone. There's data to show that it has anti-cancer properties, which is interesting. And no, I don't think just drinking more coffee is going to get rid of your cancer. It has anti-inflammatory properties, hepatoprotection properties. It's basically protection against your liver. There are certain things in coffee, like polyphenols, that help feed your microbiome. There's a condition called postural hypotension. Basically, you stand up and your blood pressure drops, right? You feel dizzy. Coffee can help that. If I drink too much coffee, more than one cup, and later in the day, I won't be able to sleep that well. So what I do is I have the one cup of coffee. Do I put cream in it? Yes, I do. Do I put sugar in it? No, I don't. And I don't use any sweeteners, even alternative sugar alcohols in my coffee. Coffee also helps apparently with exercise performance, increasing cardiac output and delaying soreness in your muscles. Because apparently the neurotransmitters that it activates helps to vasodilate your lungs. Also, coffee can help decrease the symptoms of being at a high altitude. So some people have problems with that. Well, coffee can help that. And I think that has to do with the sympathetic nervous system activation more than anything else, which is really the strength of how you can adapt to stress. Coffee can increase mitochondrial biogenesis. Now, what is that? Basically increases the number of mitochondria in your body. Coffee also has the ability to increase stomach acid to help you digest. Now, there's some other research that I looked at that talked about if you combine certain things with coffee, there's an enhanced effect. So, for example, if you combine alcohol with coffee, apparently you'll have less jitters, okay? You'll feel less jittery. If you smoke or take tobacco with coffee, apparently the nicotine helps clear out the caffeine a little faster. If you take certain medications for a headache or pain, the caffeine can help enhance the benefits. So this is why anytime I drink coffee, I also smoke a cigarette, take a little shot of whiskey, and take my pain medication. And of course, I hope you understand now my dry sense of humor. I am completely being sarcastic. And even birth control pills, which personally I do not take, can extend the half-life of caffeine. which means that the caffeine will stay in your body longer if you're taking birth control pills.